Sal Resolvato and Eric DeJesro, New Jersey Gasoline's C-Store Automotive Association and Fuel Merchants Association of New Jersey.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Who would like to go first?
I'll let my colleague go first.
Thank you, Madam Chair and members of the committee. Greatly appreciate that you put this on today's agenda to be heard. It is a relatively simple explanation for why we've asked for this legislation. It simply closes a loophole in legislation that was passed several years ago. That legislation was in response to bringing competition and a benefit to consumers. We described that legislation several years ago as a win-win-win. It was a win for the retailers. It was a win for the supermarkets and any other retailer that wanted to offer a reward program. And it was a win, certainly, for the consumers. After many years of having a total restriction of gasoline rewards-based programs. It took several years to negotiate that legislation. Our fear was that the competition that would have come from that would have resulted in below-cost selling circumstances, would have taken away a level playing field for the smaller retailer, would have put an enormous advantage in the hands of some of the big chains and bigger retailers and the major brands, all of whom testified whenever there was any legislation proposed for below-cost selling, all testified against us. So the legislation was in response to providing a reward and a benefit to the consumers. And what happened at the 11th hour in that legislation is there appeared to be a concern that we were trying to restrict the credit card fees. Now, to be perfectly honest, there isn't a merchant in the world that likes the idea of paying credit card fees. Neither do gasoline retailers, but we did not, it was not our intent at that time. That is a completely separate piece of legislation, and someday we may sit in front of this committee with credit card legislation. So we had inserted in the bill language that would have said that except for the normal course of business and processing fees with regards to people using their cards to redeem these rewards, we allowed that language to be inserted. What we found afterwards was some of the major chains. First was the BP oil company. They came up with a reward of 5 cents a gallon, which is exactly what we originally intended, except that what we didn't intend was they then said there's a 2.5 cent processing fee. So 2.5 cents of that 5 cents they were taking from the retailer. That was our tip-off that there was a loophole. The legislation, we went right back to Assemblywoman Riley, who immediately said that is not the intent of the legislation that I had proposed, and she submitted new legislation, and we have been working on closing that loophole ever since. This bill will not affect one other thing in current law other than closing that loophole. There are other issues. They were part of the negotiation that we had several years ago. They are complete and separate from this legislation, and at some point in time, they may be addressed legislatively in separate bills. But this legislation simply closes this loophole that was in an unanticipated circumstance.
Thank you. Any questions? Any senators? Would you like to make a statement, sir?
Eric DeJesuro, thank you, Madam Chair. I'm not going to reiterate what Sal said. A processing fee was meant to be credit card processing fee, and all of the other issues that you have heard and may yet hear are ancillary to the specific issue at hand relative to this specific bill and the intent of the original sponsors who have both sponsored this remedial legislation in both chambers. Thank you.
Any questions? Thank you very much. Any other people signed up?